guys. Hi. Hi. Oh my god, I'm so excited. Hi guys, welcome. Welcome guys to Naked Life. Oh, it's been forever since I just sat down with me and my thoughts and we're just chilling, having a cocktail and we're looking at each other like, you wanna start speaking? That's how I always feel with Naked Lies. But anyway, guys, welcome to Naked Lies. And I'm your host, Nina McKenna. First, let me just apologize. It's taken me a whole month. I know we talked about consistency, but my goodness, I'm going to tell you all about it at the course of this episode. And then I want to say thank you so much to you who has just decided to click on this link and listen to me. Give me 17 minutes of your time. My goodness. Thank you so much. Means the world to me. I could actually just drown myself here in tears because I just want to say thank you. And and you who's been listening to my previous episodes, thank you so much. You've seen the charts on Spotify. We're actually hitting 1,000 listens, and my god, that melts my heart. Thank you so much. And and I also want to give a special shout out to you who sent me a birthday wish, you sent me a birthday card, you sent me a birthday M-Pesa. I want to say this, thank you so much, it means the world to me. And I've actually realized something about me and my friends and all, most of the people that I know. Everybody forgets me the whole year, like literally, even Christmas, Hatani wish, happy Christmas or happy Jamhuri Day. I think somebody should just one day just wish me, you know, happy weird holiday, happy Uganda Mashujaa Day, you know. Nobody wishes me anything until when it comes to my birthday. Send me like a long paragraph. And I want to say this. Thank you so much. It means the world to me. At least it shows concern or whatever it shows. But now the fact that my birthday is actually on a Fool's Day. I don't know if you just do that intentionally because it's Fool's Day and you're fooling me. And me, I'm fooling myself that I'm loved. Regardless, thank you so much for the wishes. And today's episode, this is going to be very interesting because this is something I've been thinking about for a whole year, literally. And I was looking for my old notebook that I'd scribbled somewhere and I can't find it. However, I can remember everything that I felt on that day. That's very strange because like a whole year, I've not been thinking about it until recently when I turned a year older. I'm a woman. It's hard for me to say my age, especially in public. But just know that nimefikapo makedo 20 kedo, as in I'm just a little bit older. And the other day I went to like talk to high school girls about everything girly, about everything a girl should know at that age. And when I was standing on the podium, I was like, oh my god, there's a time I was there and time flies very fast. And I was like my whole body when I stood there and I was actually speaking, I like froze. I don't know if you've ever felt that way when you're talking to somebody who's younger. I mean, I literally froze because I saw myself seated there and I saw myself in my tiny circle glasses and I was like, that's so me. I never thought one day I'll be on this side of the podium. And I don't know. So enough of that. So like I said, today's episode is gonna be like something I've been thinking about for a very long time. And it started on a day that I decided to actually wear my LBD. So do your dem. And I remember that day. And I remember that day I left the house. I felt so pretty. You know, like I looked myself at the mirror and I was like, check it, dem. Mm-hmm. Check it, dem. So I was really in a good mood because I was going to spend my money. And I remember that time I was not even paying rent. So you can imagine. And so I went to this restaurant, one of my favorite restaurants, I think. So I went and I chilled there at the counter. And then this guy gave me uji. Like, literally, it was like, utileta kunya uji. And I'm like, just give me the usual. Nimekuja hapa for happy hour. Happy hour is like, buy two, get one free. So give me like my three cocktails. And then it's something, I don't know if it's just me, but I kind of found it weird when I was actually coming to Nairobi. I took you order cocktail moja, wana leta zote. Kama if you're having two, they bring, now buy two, get one free. So wana kuletia zote tatu, alafu sasa wukunye. So I wondered, I mean, it's gonna get hot with time. So why you put it? And then like, no, that's the policy you have. You have to bring all of them at the table. It came to a point where if you now don't bring all of them at the table, I'm now complaining. So that was the day that they were brought at the table. Someday I'm just chilling and having myself a good time. And this Jama comes and sits next to me and is like, may I please join you? And I'm like, it's fine. You can have yourself a seat. Yeah, it's fine. And I'm trying to show myself that I'm so uninterested. But this guy is there. I'm like, at the back of my mind, I was like, he's like, I'm gonna drink Statu. Sinikunye tu moja. That's what he fucking did. He took one of my drink and then he started bantering around, flirting around. And he said a lot of things. But the one he left me with, he told me, today's choice is tomorrow's future. Be your own future. And I don't know why it didn't hit me at that time. Of course, my goodness, I was having some Don Julio's or whatever that blue thing is. I couldn't think about it until an year later. And I was scribbling through my notebooks and I saw that quote and I was like, oh my God, I felt something that day. So that guy left me at around after like 30 minutes. And then he was like, what are you having? You know what Nyash says? Oh, not Nyash, but Nyashinsky says. I know I've just seen Nyash and somebody's already excited. Anyway, you know what Nyashinsky always says? That mbona una order ni kama una lipa. I feel, remember, I'm not the one who's paying. So trust me, I had a good night. But later, this thing stuck with me until a year later, where he said, and I'll repeat, today's choice is tomorrow's future. Be your own future. And I thought about it like the previous week, and it just kept dawning on to me. I mean, we make so many choices that we don't know we are making choices until when we see the consequences. They were like, it's a result of something that I did hapo kitambo. So I'll start with something. Okay, so that I can be a little bit clearer. So you decide you're going to bed early today. So you go to bed early and then tomorrow you wake up early. Your mind is fresh. You're feeling like all that. You're feeling like you can become the Samson of your workplace. You want to carry everything. You want to carry your manager's stress. I mean, you're well rested because you made a choice of sleeping early. So the next day you have a choice of your friends tell you, know what, Nish, one for the road. And you're like, oh, one for the road. So there you are. You perambulate, you go to sleep like an hour. You wake up in the morning, you're hungover, you're tired, your productivity is low. Kidogo, that one day productivity affects your whole week. Your whole week affects your whole month just because of a choice that you made. So I started thinking about it. I mean, today's choice is your tomorrow's future. And every choice has a consequence. And the choice that you make is just a reflection of you, who you are. And best choice you can actually make is you. And this is what I mean. There's so many choices you're gonna make in your life, like so many when you're growing up. You gotta make a choice of, okay, boys are always there. I don't know why every episode must have boys. So you have a choice of liking K or liking J. So you see, you have a choice. And then the other thing is that when you choose you, you decide, you become a different kind of person. So this is, okay, I think Nimend at the end. So let me rewind kidogo so that I can bring this future of mine. I don't know why I chose to say it. Another choice. So many are the times that we as human beings, we as girls, we as boys, we actually forget to choose ourselves. And that's where we actually go wrong. Happen to Tunaban. Because you don't have time to actually like sit down and look yourself in the mirror and tell yourself, by the way, I've noted nikishuka lines nikona forehead. I've noted we never have time to look ourselves in the mirror and just make a choice of what we want to look like. I mean, tushajikubali the way we are. We're not giving ourselves choices. The best thing that somebody can ever give you, and when I mean somebody, I mean you, is to give yourself a freedom of choice. The only difference between you and a person who's in jail is because you don't have a choice. You have to be there. I mean, I can wake up in the morning and I just decide I go to Mombasa. I have a freedom. So choices give you freedom. So every time when you're choosing something, make sure that you choose you first. And this can be entirely everywhere. Can be in your relationship, can be on your workplace, can be with your friends, can be everywhere. And then the funny thing about that is that once you make yourself a choice, you start understanding who you exactly are. The universe starts opening up for you the choices that you made. Remember what I said, your choices today is your tomorrow's consequence. Your choices today is your tomorrow's future. So you start choosing your future without you knowing, without you even acknowledging it. 5 years, 10 years back down the line, you look yourself back and you're like, that's a choice I made. My goodness, I'm so happy I did that. I'm so happy I chose that. I'm so happy I decided that didn't work for me. So choices are very important. And if you hang out with people who don't give you choices, just cut them off. You are a human being. You have the freedom. Okay, you have the freedom of freedom. Does that even make sense? You have the freedom of freedom. So choose you. Give yourself freedom of freedom. Look yourself in the mirror. Just tell yourself, no, Mimi ni makena. I talk like this. If you don't want to hear this, you have a choice. Live, you know? Live my life. It's either you people come in your life and you give them choices because you've also understood on how you give yourself choices. You choose. It's either you stay here or you grow. It's either you grow or you go, you know? And that's all I had. Remember to choose you. In everything that you do, give yourself a choice. Choice of happiness. It's also including men and spouses. Just don't have one spouse. Give yourself a choice, you know? I know, oh, that's so wrong, especially if you're married. But this is what I'm saying. Give yourself a choice. Be responsible on how you feel. Be responsible with the choices that you make yourself feel. I'm responsible because I chose to go drink with my friends. But you know what? That's a choice I make. And I just want to fix the future. So the next day, you wake up very early. So the next day when your friends call you, have discipline. And I'm telling you, there's nothing in this life that's going to make you who you want to be if you don't have discipline. So make sure you have discipline. And when you go ahead and start making choices and you start choosing you, you're going to understand what you want. There's a friend of mine who's undergoing like very serious relationship issues. And I asked him, I mean, do you even know what you want in this relationship? You're just crying to me, oh, I've known this chile for a long time. I have been like a husband to this chile. And I just asked him one question. Okay, fine, you've done all that. Congratulations, baby boy. Karibu Kanairo. However, what do you even want? So if you're given here a choice between what you want and her, whom are you going to pick? You have to know what you want. Let me tell you some of the things I know I want. And some of the things that I always know that I have a choice to. I want to be a kind person. So I always choose kindness. I want to have a kind partner. So I think that's why I'm still single. Because I'm looking for somebody who's just kind. You have to know what you want so that you can be able to make a choice. And remember, that choice is going to affect your future. I always say, you can never become great if you don't understand the least you are. Again, you can never become great if you don't understand how great you are. Your mom can never tell you how great you are, by the way. Your friends can never tell you how great you are. It's only you. And actually, I'm wrong. They can tell you how great you are. They can tell you how... They can tell you how amazing you are, how presidential you look, how keen you look. Your girlfriend can tell you you're the most amazing man she's ever met. But you, how do you feel about yourself? You know? You gotta give yourself time to know who you are so that you can be able to give choices to yourself. And there's this joke that was going online about this boy. They call him the golden boy. So this boy, I don't know, the dad is football, then the grandfather, then the godfather, they're all footballers, and then he wants to become a singer. I mean, this is a boy who has been exposed to so many things, but he decided to make a choice. You know what? You guys continue running with the balls in a play field, girls checking you twerking, but you know, for me, I'm just gonna sing and make them twerk. You know, I'm like, I say that. But you get the whole drift. I mean, First of all, understand who you are so that you can be able to make choices for yourself. Let nobody, if you ever find a girl or a boy or anyone who doesn't give you a choice, cut them off. You are a human being who is actually enjoying your freedom. So make a choice. Make right choices. Don't make the best choices. Make the right choices. And this right choice, how you know it's a right choice? It's a right choice by you. If you wake up in the morning and you don't feel like making your bed, girl, sweetheart, that's your choice. Do you feel good doing it? Don't do it. Don't do it. If you wake up in the morning and you just want to keep quiet the whole day, keep quiet. I mean, that's a choice you've made. But make sure any choice you make, it reflects you. Any choice you make, you're happy about it. Any choice you make, if it's going to affect your future, you're comfortable with it. And I really hope it's going to affect your future positively. Anyway, guys, that's all I had for this episode. Oh, okay. Bye. See you on the next episode, okay?